We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Breaking right now.
Prime time.
The reality is politics affects our economy.
Trish Regan joining us right now.
Trish Regan, prime time.
Hey, Trish, happy Friday. How are you?
Hey, happy to see you. I'm great.
Yeah, welcome back. Feels like we haven't had you on in a while, and I'm glad we got you back on.
You know why? I was far away in Corsica.
Sweet.
Where Napoleon was born.
Yeah, nice. That sounds like a good getaway. We just had a piece on a few minutes ago talking about how people have to unplug when they're on vacation.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything was in French on TV, so... I was able to unplug.
Good for you. You mean, of course, you were back in time to spend 7 hours glued to CNN for the climate summit, right?
Oh, yeah. TV, right? I'll tell you, I don't get it. I really don't. Like, it's like they can't help themselves. And they have, they're so out of touch, the left right now, with where the rest of the country is, that they're going to wind up having a repeat of what went down in 2016. Well, I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. You talk about all the important things that are going on in the world, and if you not to dismiss the fact that maybe there aren't changes in the climate, but if you just take the temperature of the American voting public, that's generally not an issue that's in their top 10.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, how about, you know, putting food on the table and, you know, making sure that your kids are okay and safe, and you know, there's an opportunity for them, like we've always had in this country. I mean, I think, you know, there's some basics, and it comes down to economics, it comes down to security. Those are the things that people actually really do care about. And so, whether you're talking about terrorism, whether you're talking about trade wars, whether you're talking about the success of this country and our manufacturing industry and jobs. Of course, we've got a job. We can talk about that, but these are things that people care about. I mean, climate change may be somewhere in that list. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and tell you that it's not important to people, but it's definitely not in the top 10.
Trish, as you're covering what's going on in the stock market, the reaction to the China tariffs and the trade talks, and, you know, one day there's a rumor China's coming back to the table and the stocks shoot up, and the next day there's a rumor that they didn't and the stocks drop again. I think what gets lost in all that is people need to realize how important it is that this president at this time in our present and future deal with this issue.
Yeah, I think this is sort of a do-or-die moment. I think that every administration for the last, 20 or 30 years has ignored the China threat. Everybody kind of figured that China would be our friend and come to the table and be good for us, and they kind of just ignored a lot of the potential problems, in part because, look, you know, big business has their hand in this. Businesses want to reap the benefits of having access to that massive consumer market. And businesses aren't focused on national security. Businesses aren't focused on what happens 10 years out, certainly not CEOs, right? They're looking at what's happening this quarter, this year, making their numbers so that they get their bonus. And as such, there's a real self-interest there that's motivating people and also motivating politicians, because don't forget, they're the ones who have campaigns that are backed by all these big businesses. So no one has taken this on until now. And it is a do-or-die moment because we've got a great economy right now. We're still in a leadership position. We either do something now or we're going to wake up one day, and I kid you not, we're all going to be speaking Mandarin, because that's where the world is heading.
That's frightening.
I mean, I think you've heard me say that before, and, you know, I say it a little bit in jest, but there's some truth to it, because most of the world speaks English right now, you know, even in Corsica, right?
Yes.
Everybody is speaking English, and the reason for that is because we have been the dominant economy and the dominant player. And if we want to continue being that dominant player, and there may be people that, you know, don't care, But I sure as heck would rather be in the position of my children and my grandchildren having the opportunities that Americans have had for decades now, rather than having to be subservient to the Chinese.
Yeah, you know, on a separate issue, I had Chris Wallace on here yesterday. We talked for a moment about what you heard Ronna McDaniel talking about there off the top, which is Joe Biden. Despite his stumbles, he continues to lead in the polls. And there are people in this country that want him to be the next leader of the free world. Now, I worry a little bit about some of his gaffes and his continued gaffes, but he's made it very clear that if he gets elected, he's reversing everything this president's doing, which among other things, besides the climate, is going to be these trade negotiations with China. I believe that the minute you stop dealing with them with a hard line like the president's been, they're going to go do whatever they want.
I'll tell you something. When I was at the White House and interviewed the president, we spoke a little bit off camera. And one of the things he said to me we talked about China, and at the time this was back in late October of last year, last fall, he said, you know, all of these senators, even the Republican senators, they don't want me doing anything on China. The Democrats and the Republicans against me.
Did we lose her? Did we lose me?
Oh, no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I apologize. So we were talking. We were in the Oval Office, and he said, I've got the whole world stacked against me, effectively, politically, on this China thing. And he said, I just decided, I don't care. I'm going to do what I think is right.
Good.
And, you know, whether it means I don't get another term, I don't care. He said, I know in my heart that this is not right, that China's taking advantage of us. And somebody has to do something, because the establishment, including so many Republicans, they don't want to go near it. And so I do think it's an important moment for him. I think that he may get some kind of trade deal done, and that's good. It's good for the country. It's good for the economy. It's good for his constituents. But long term, I mean, the country really needs to be thinking about intellectual property theft. Which is a severe, enormous problem.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and I'm glad to see some attention being paid to it. We're talking to Trish Regan, of course, host of Trish Regan Primetime on the Fox Business Network. This morning, I talked to Simon Owen from Fox News Radio over in London, talking about Brexit, because, of course, nobody, even the people in London, are confused as to what's going on over there. Trish, this is a mess.
I know, and there's so many different, like, iterations of it. I have talked to a number of Europeans, actually, on my recent trip, including some who were working out of London but maybe didn't have British passports, who are all scrambling now to make sure they do get them, because they don't know what's going to happen. They're like, you know, look, I've got an American passport and I've got an Italian passport, but I better get a British one because I've been working here for 10 years and I may get kicked out. Nobody knows what's going on, but, you know, I think the underlying theme here is one that's very similar, Mark, to what's going on here, and that's that people have had it. The establishment class has effectively, you know, lined their own pockets at the expense of hardworking Brits and hardworking Americans, and the middle class is really the foundation of our society. Don't forget, that is what makes us succeed, the ability for people to have some belief in the system and know that you can move up the ladder. But if it feels increasingly like the odds are stacked against you, despite the fact that you're doing everything right, then you will have a situation like Brexit where there's a revolt. And I completely understand it, and I think the same thing's going on here. I think you're seeing inklings of it in France as well, and this is what will happen, but it's a good and it's a healthy thing. It's, you know, a painful process, I guess, for the UK. That said, you know, look, I think that people are speaking up, and they deserve the right to be heard.
Couldn't agree more. Trisha, good to have you back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.